Hatfield. This is Michelle.
Oh, hi. I was just speaking with Melina, and I think we got cut off.
Okay, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay, sure. No problem.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Melina. I think we got cut off, huh?
Mate, I thought I put you on hold. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So is there a website that is...
Yes, yes. So you have it in an entire client dashboard. And just so that you know, because I know that you think that, you know, it's a lot of money, but in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 5,031 times, and you've had 585 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a ton of work out of this. I just filtered that to see what the activity is in just the past 30 days, and in just the past 30 days, there have been 216 times that you were found with 29 Google actions, including clicks to the site and clicks to call you from the first page. So all of that is stored on the dashboard, as well as the calls that are coming in through that tracking number that I called you on earlier. Through that tracking number, there's 514 leads on the dashboard. So that's how I knew when I spoke with James that you were handling most of the client calls, because I can go in and I can listen to the calls on the dashboard. So you guys will have access to that too. Once this is paid, you'll have access to the dashboard again. So let me send you the email. Oh, go ahead.
I can log into the dashboard.
Right. So if you try to log in right now, it's just going to say your account is in suspension. Please click here to reactivate. It won't give you full access because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, you'll have full access to the dashboard, and it shows you everything. And even in the Google Ads, for instance, it's showing me that in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found 3,220 times, 1,562 for pest control services, 571 home inspections, 316 home inspector, 271 termite control. So there's actually 56 different keywords that you're coming up for in the Google Ads. But if you've noticed on your website, we have a phone number. Let me go back and look, because that's the one I called you on earlier, of 409-254-4400. And when people call that number, it forwards over to this phone number. And that's the one that there's 514 leads on the dashboard coming through that tracking number.
Yeah. Does the website have to be up in order for us to continue to get your services?
No, we could take the website off, but let's say that you discontinued the services here. It's going to dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google will deactivate. So when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So we've optimized Barfield home inspections and pest control to show on the first page of the search results. So let's say that this account deactivates and you end up on page 10 or something. Nobody's ever going to click over 10 different pages of results in order to find you. right? 87% of consumers will hire off of the first page, and yet less than 1% will even click to page two. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that.
And if just continuing the website, will it make the bill go down?
No, the website, when he signed up, typically it's $400 extra up front, but whoever signed him up initially rolled that in and they didn't charge extra for it. So that was already included in the package. There's a couple of things you can do here to lower the subscription a little bit. This package that James has right now includes $100 worth of extra Google ads and $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take, for instance, the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $2.99 monthly. Or you can take the Facebook ads and the Google ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $1.99 monthly. And with either one of those packages, the benefit, Melina, is that Barfield Home Inspections will still stay on the first page of Google locally. You'll still be on the first page of Bing. You stay on all 48 directories that we have you on, which include Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business is there. And you stay mobily optimized, which means you still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
Okay. Hold on just one second.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, hi, Melina. I'm here.
So The card number is the same. Exact
okay.
same expiration date has changed.
Okay. Is that for the first card number that you, or the new card number, or for the old one that we had on file?
Old one that we had on file.
Okay. So when I typed the new one in, it erased the old one. All I can see is that it had ended in 3868, but the rest of the numbers are blocked out. Do you have that, the whole number?
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know if I have it. I'm trying to see if I can get it off the top.
Yeah, it's funny. One time I had a client that didn't have his card, and he really wanted to update it. He's like, I'm so busy. I know I'm not going to have time to call you later. So he went on to his Amazon account, and he found it there in the stored payment. I thought, wow, that was pretty creative of him to...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get into the...
While you do that, let me, I'm going to send Sasha a message over in, she's in our finance department, and see if she can retrieve it, because I don't have access to it, but let me see. I'll put client updated a new Visa, but wants to use the former one ending in 3868. Can you? So do you, if she can get the number, do you have the new expiration and the CVV?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if she can. I don't know if she'll respond right away. She might be in a meeting or something, but I sent her the message. Oh, no, she said we don't store that once we have updated. That's what I thought, because I don't have access to it either. I just have that we put the new number in, and then it erased the old number.
Be able to go to wallet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know mine are stored in my wallet. That might be.
It's just all transactions. Yeah, it... I don't know it. I'll have to get it from him.
Okay. No problem. And then once we update this, what I'd like you to do is go on the dashboard and look at these results just so that you can share it with him. All of the email correspondence goes to bhi.office2020@gmail.com. Do you have access to that email or? You do. Okay, good. So once we get this squared away, I'm going to send you a fresh login to the dashboard. That way you can go in there. And then do you want to take my extension again just in case?
Yes, ma'am. And we are going to take off the Facebook and the Google, right?
Okay. I was going to ask you that before I processed if you wanted the whole shebang or if you wanted to modify it. So I'm going to remove those two items, and that way when we call back later, we'll just be processing for $199. Does that sound
okay.
better? Yeah, okay.
And so your extension was?
It's 777, and the toll-free number is 877-635-6225.
Yeah, because I was trying to log into this dashboard.
Uh-huh.
Does it have this username?
Yep. Yeah, let me send it to you. So if it's easier, after you talk to James and you get that old card number, you can go in and you can update it yourself on your end using this login. So let me see here. Login credentials to advanced reporting. I'm going to trigger that email. Oh, you know what? Before I send it, the password on here is blank, which means at some point someone on your end went in and created a new one. Do you want to leave it like that and you might know what that password is, or should I just set a temporary password for now to let you in?
I haven't changed that password.
I was just trying to, but
okay.
I don't know if it went through
I'll
yet. Okay.
Okay, you want me to put in the temporary password then, just to be safe?
Did it say what his username is?
Yeah, the username is, it should be the 10-digit phone number that ends in 2802. So it's 409-313-2802. So you can try with the password that you think it might be, and if it doesn't let you in, then I can reset a temporary password. So here, I'll send you login credentials. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, invalid credentials, 409-313-2802.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do a...
Yeah, because once you get back in, Molina, you can go back and change the password again. It's not like you're going to be married to this one, but at least it will let you in. So let me just create a temporary one. And then you'll get an email that says your password has been reset. And then I'll send you a fresh login that says login credentials to advanced reporting. And this now says that the temporary password is SEO mobile. It's all lowercase, all one word. But that information is also in the email that I just sent you. But if you want to write it down, it's S as in Sam, E as in Edward, O as in Oscar, and then the word mobile, like mobile phone, M-O-B-I-L-E. And there's no space in between. It's just all one word.
Okay. Reactivate account.
Right, so if you click on that, I already changed the invoice from $399 to $199. So if you put in the new billing information, you can process the past due invoice. And once you do that, it's going to give you access to all of the results.
But I'm surprised, yeah. I changed it. Change. Oh, I'm a slow child.
Don't say that. That's funny, though, but...
Create. I think they, all I did was change the 4,005, 7. Uh-oh, what kind of little dog is that?
It's a Havanese. They're about 10 pounds, and they're fluffy, and they look kind of like a schnauzer, but they're originated from Cuba, which is, you know, like Havana, Cuba, which is why they're called Havanese.
Okay, so will it say automatically on your end if it pays?
Let me refresh the screen. It won't say automatically, but when I refresh it will. So let's see what it says here. Oh, it went through. Okay, good. Okay, so you're all good to go there. And then I'm going to change the next invoice, since today is the 23rd. I'm going to change it to the 23rd. That way you'll have a whole month, because if not, it'll be due again on the 11th. And I don't want you guys to have two payments close together. So
okay.
I'll fix the next invoice to go through on the 23rd. And then you should be able to refresh your screen, and you can go in and you can listen to the calls, and you can show James all the results on the dashboard. And then you have my number now too. So if in the future, let's say that you want to put the Google Ads back on there or the Facebook ads, you could always call me. But if not, you're going to stay at this $199 package, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you, Melina, for taking care of that. I'm so glad that it all worked out. So have a really great rest of your week, and a happy Thanksgiving too.
Yes, ma'am. Me too. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.